The New South Wales government has got it, the New South Wales Parliament has got it, but the public is not getting it. There's to be no public release of the list of 444 buildings in that state that are clad in flammable material that the Firefighters Union says could result in a major incident. The state government's refusal to publish is leading to calls for the federal government to step in and take leadership of an issue that's beginning to politically snowball. Here's political reporter Tom Iggulden.
If the New South Wales government's hoping to quell public fear by refusing to publish the list of buildings clad in flammable material, it's not working, says the New South Wales Tenants Union. Leo Patterson-Ross is the union's policy officer.
In the absence of really clear information and really clear action, people do tend to try and fill in the gaps. And they can get it wrong, either not take it seriously enough or get overly worried about the potential risks. And that's probably not helped by claiming that there's arson that's waiting in the wings to burn down the building.
The threat of arson and terrorism are the reasons the government cites for not releasing the list. Regulations Minister Kevin Anderson wasn't available for an interview, but a spokesman told PM keeping the public safe is the first priority.
If anything, that argument is a really good argument for government to get active on removing the dangerous cladding as quickly as possible.
And what is the latest information that you have about that process?
We are pretty in the dark, to be honest.
The state government's moving to try and get the information to residents on the down low. It's written to landlords telling them to tell their tenants, and it's recently begun trying other methods to directly contact those who could be in harm's way.
If it's a door-knocking campaign and you're not home or you're very busy, these things aren't foolproof.
And says Leo Patterson-Ross, dealing with the issue would be easier if everyone had the information.
And it would be good if organisations like ours and other legal advisers could check on a public register to make sure when a client calls and says, I heard something about my building having a problem, we can check and we can confirm with them what their rights are.
And it's not just renters being kept in the dark. David Shoebridge is a Greens Upper House MP in the State Parliament.
There's no specific requirement under the conveyancing laws for future purchases to be told or about flammable cladding. It's not required to be provided under what's called a Section 149 certificate. And when it comes to places where you work or places where you visit, there's absolutely no notification in place.
And he says it's time for the federal government to step in.
When those state governments are failing to act and failing to take consistent steps to protect consumers and to establish a good baseline for the industry so that there's confidence in the construction industry, well, that becomes a national problem.
Leighton Drury is the State Secretary of the Fire Brigade Employees Union.
Someone needs to take control of this issue and drive it. And that's what we're not seeing.
And that should be the federal government, do you think, from your point of view?
I'd be just happy if someone did it at this point.
He says there are parallels between the Grenfell Towers fire in London in 2017 that killed 72 people after cladding on the building caught alight.
They went to self-regulation. They cut budgets of the fire service in London. They absolutely decimated the workforce over there. And we're seeing the same thing occur in New South Wales.
He says the state government shared the information with firefighters about the location of the 444 buildings.
If it comes up on our system that this is one with cladding, and we have a report that there is a smoke alarm going or that there is a fire, we will upgrade that response.
Leighton Drury of the New South Wales Fire Brigade Employees Union, Tom Iggulden, our reporter there.